You might not expect a tech school to host a conference on contemplative practices, but a gathering of experts and the interested came together at Virginia Tech for a long weekend of exercises like this one.
Just let everybody know one thing. If you are the listener, you don't speak. In other words, it's not a conversation. You're simply listening.
Sounds simple, but it's more and more difficult with each new distraction, each faster method of communication, each new demand on our time and attention.
The contemplative disciplines are some counterweight to technology.
Michael Carroll is the author of Awake at Work and The Mindful Leader.
It gives us the way for us to fully appreciate technology rather than get trapped by it, distracted by it, enslaved by it. It gives us a way to fully appreciate the beauty and the remarkable abilities of human beings.
The intention of the conference is to begin a discussion about whether some of the new trends in contemplative practices can have a positive effect on the general atmosphere in the classroom and in the university.
Doug Linder, professor of electrical engineering at Virginia Tech, organize the conference on contemplative practices.
The technological developments that are occurring in society for the last 20 or 30 years are having a very dramatic effect on our everyday lives. You can see this in people walking around in the street with cell phones and computers. And so this is really the beginning of a coordinated and systematic effort to understand exactly the impact of this new technology on our lives and look at traditional methods for reducing stress and allowing us to be more fully alive.
This is the first one. I think it's quite unique. We're very adventurous. We talk about inventing the future.
Mark McNamee is Senior Vice President and Provost of Virginia Tech. He's a neuroscientist and biochemist.
So I'm interested in the brain and how it works and how it connects to the body in the large picture. But I'm also a believer in the value of contemplative practices.
McNamee takes time out nearly every day to do Qigong, a kind of Chinese yoga.
It is a challenge. In fact, I work hard at it. It's not always that easy. But if you're really honest with yourself, you could find 5 or 10 minutes that you could work on a contemplative practice instead of reading more email or checking more websites. You know people find time for that. And I'm hoping that by making it accessible, by understanding and communicating the benefits of these kinds of practices, more people, more students, more faculty, staff, community members will try anyway. I think they'll find immediately that just taking a deep breath and sitting in quiet for 5 minutes can make a huge difference.
I'm Robbie Harris.